named Gertrude McFuzz. And she had the smallest plain tail ever was. One droopy droop, droopy droop feather, that's all she had. And oh, that one feather made Gertrude so sad. For there was another young bird that she knew. To spy Miss Lolly-Lou flying by in the sky. She got very jealous, she frowned and she pouted. Then one day she got awfully, awfully mad.
She has two. I have one. She has two. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. Just like Lolly-Loo.
So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird." Thank you.
not a smudge. As if she'd been tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around and she cheered. It was true, it was true.
Two feathers.
Two feathers. Exactly like La La Lilu. She got an idea.
Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. Better than the Lilu. These pills that grow feathers are working just fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled,
Miss Lala has only just two. I have three. When Lala the loses this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face. Sure enough, I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still. Even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled at 5, 6, 7.
Gulp.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating. And Gertrude McBuns till she'd eat 3 dozen. That's all that there was.
Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. Coming up, my friend Oliver has an underwater adventure. But first, here's Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen.